الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى said about the people who he praised, and in this is meant the Sahaba and of course anyone who follows in their path. Allah said, رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them Rijal, he called them men. And as I have mentioned before in the Quran, when this term Rijal is used, it is not a term merely describing gender. It's a term describing the nobility of a person. And anyone who fulfills that condition would be included in that term, Rijal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these people as Rijal. لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. These are the people who do not allow, whose trade and whose business does not make them ghafil from Allah, does not take them away from the zikrullah, from zikr of Allah, does not make them thoughtless towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we understand from this, and I remind myself and you, that there are two ways or two dangers of our daily life and work. One is that in itself it might take us away from the zikr of Allah. We forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though the business in itself may not be haram or something, might be halal, but we get so involved in it, and we get so involved in our worldly stuff, that even though the worldly stuff itself may not be prohibited, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget the zikr of Allah, we sometimes maybe even miss salah or something. Or even if we don't miss salah, the rest of the time when we are not in salah, we are certainly not thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not mentioning Allah, not glorifying Allah, not thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so engrossed in whatever we are doing. The other danger, of course, is that because of this ghaflat, because of this thoughtlessness, we actually indulge in something which is haram. We actually go and do something which is prohibited because we have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then we also forget the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important to continuously remind ourselves about this, because we live in a world today where things like popularity and how many people know you and how many people follow you and how many YouTube videos are there and how many people come to your majalis and your conferences, all of these have become indicators of someone's being called great. But we have to remind ourselves that if you look at the world today, the people who follow, for example, those who followed Sai Baba, there is not a single Muslim sheikh of a good akhidah or a bad akhidah who has even a fraction of the following of Sai Baba. How many people follow Sri Sri Ravi Shankar? There is not a single Muslim sheikh who can equal anything even close to that. So what? And even among the Muslims, there are people who have completely deviated aqaid, who speak total shirk and kufr, who have got thousands and thousands of people who come to their conferences or their meetings. So what? Popularity is only an indication that perhaps your ikhlas and your sincerity is in danger. Nothing more. If nobody comes to you, then inshallah your ikhlas is safe. Because whatever you are doing for the sake of Allah. But if a million people come, then there is always a danger that now you start speaking to please those million people, to keep those million people, to increase those million people, and instead of pleasing Allah. So popularity, that is the reason why the Salaf and the Ulama ul-Haq used to run away from popularity. There is not a single case of any of the Salaf who actually sought popularity. People disappeared from the city itself. Some of them we know of instances where they left the town because people knew now this person is close to Allah. So they started coming to him and asking him to make dua and this and this. And that person suddenly disappeared. He vanished. He went away somewhere else, left town. For no reason other than that he was becoming popular. We have to remind ourselves and think, where is our life going? Where in the places where people who were far, far superior to us in terms of their daraja before Allah, they used to hate popularity. They used to be afraid of popularity. They used to run away from popularity, whereas we seek popularity. So I remind myself that it's very important for us to maintain our ikhlas. And part of the ikhlas is never to forget the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we are with our families, whether we are with in our businesses or wherever. I remind myself and you of the famous hadith of Hanzala radiallahu anhu. Hanzala radiallahu anhu, Hanzala Usayyidi, that was his name radiallahu anhu. He was one of the scribes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who used to write down the wahi. He was one of the very important sahaba, Rizwanullahi alayhim ajmain. One day, Hanzala radiallahu anhu came out from his house and he was rushing towards Masjid al-Nabawi with an expression of greatly troubled on his face. And he met Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu on the way. And Abu Bakr Siddiq saw him in the state and he stopped him. He said, "Where are you going? What's wrong with you?" Hanzala radiallahu anhu said, "I have become a munafiq." So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, "What are you talking about? How can you become a munafiq?" So Hanzala radiallahu anhu said, he said, "See, my condition is that when I am with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my iman is in a certain state. And where I can see the Jannah and the Jahannam, whatever he promised, whatever he said, I can see this. But I find that when I am away from him, when I am in my house or in my business, then I am involved with my family and I am involved with my business. And that level of iman has decreased. So I am a munafiq." Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, "Wallahi, this is the same thing with me." He said, "I am also a munafiq." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they both rushed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He saw both of them. He said, "What is wrong with you?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah, this is our state. We have both become munafiq." He said, "What are you saying? How can you become munafiq?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah, this is our situation, that when we are with you, it is like we are seeing Jannah, like we are seeing Jahannam. But when we go away from you, we find that we get involved in our business and in our wives and children and so on. So we have become munafiq." Rasulullah ﷺ smiled and he said that if your iman remained at the same level when you are with me and the same level when you are away from me, he said, then the angels will come and do musafah. They will shake your hand in your bed and they will shake your hand in the street. So he said, it is okay if you come away from me. It is okay and it is permissible for you to be involved in your business, to be involved with your families. But do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though there will be some decrease in the concentration with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some decrease in the concentration with focus on the akhirah, but this does not mean that we completely forget the akhirah. And that is what we need to remind ourselves, because only if we continuously remember the akhirah, then we have a guarantee, inshallah, of safety before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this remembering the akhirah will keep us safe from doing that which is not permitted, and from constantly seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very important for us to continuously do dhikr, continuously remember Allah, not indulge in useless talk, and when we are free, recite durood, recite la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, anything, whatever dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read the Quran, so that we are sure that we are constantly in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to remember him and fill our lives with the barakah of remembering him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmul alamin.